The assembly made the decision unanimously. It came at the recommendation of city manager Kate Kester, who asked members to table the ordinance, which means the proposal is dead.
I think that the ordinance in itself, both from an internal perspective, can really use some improvement. And certainly I know many members of the assembly have been working on ways to improve it.
Assembly members originally considered the change earlier this summer after escalating complaints from residents and businesses in town about the problems caused by homeless people who camp in neighborhoods. Recently, Juneau's homeless shelter announced it would reduce its services later this month due to what staff say is a deteriorating and unsafe environment in the neighborhood. Right now, city code allows Juneau police officers to arrest people for trespassing if they're obstructing public spaces by camping. But that requires several steps. The proposed code change would have allowed officers to skip those steps by expanding what could be considered disorderly conduct. Therefore, it would have made it easier to arrest people for obstructing public spaces by camping. The city's Systematic Racism Review Committee considered the ordinance earlier this month and formally asked the assembly to reject it. They cited concerns that the change would disproportionately impact marginalized communities, and it could be discriminatory. Ephraim Freelich chairs the board. He testified at the meeting on his own behalf.
The fact that it's even being considered this far and up to this point is extremely concerning to me, though, on multiple levels. I think the proposed ordinance and the code changes therein demonstrate a lack of constitutional legal understanding, a lack of interest in real solutions for the issues that it's attempting to address, and a clear lack of compassion for our neighbors.
Martin Stepitin Sr. is a former school board member and the brother of a man who's been missing since late June. At the meeting, Stepitin commended the assembly for tabling the ordinance and encouraged them to focus on solutions that help get people out of homelessness and into stable housing. His brother Benjamin was homeless when he went missing.
Those are the most vulnerable people in the community. My brother would have been one of them, you know. I think that you have heard from a community that, in my language, it means wakhta. It means we hold something of high value or love. We walk to our homeless people. We hold them high. And Juneau has showed up to defend those people.
In an interview on Tuesday, Police Chief Derek Boss said he thinks the assembly made the right call. And he said he will continue to work with the city to find other solutions.
Our goal is not to make it easier to arrest people. Our goal is to make it easier to address specific problems as they relate to homelessness. Making an arrest is our last resort solution in these circumstances.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that cities can ban people from sleeping and camping in public places. Juneau's city policy allows for dispersed camping, but prohibits it on places like sidewalks or roads. In general, the city allows people to camp on unimproved public land as long as they keep their impact low on the surrounding community. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.